From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. President Obama is sending what he described as a clear message to the Libyan people, saying the U.S. stands with them in the face of what he called unwarranted violence. The president also calling on the Libyan government to stop attacking its citizens, and he said all options are on the table in terms of countering the violence there.
We've got NATO, as we speak, consulting in Brussels around a wide range of potential options. Including potential military options in response to the violence that continues to take place inside of Libya.
The president's comments came as there are reports forces loyal to Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi have launched a new effort to capture the rebel-held town of Zawiya, some 30 miles west of the Libyan capital. NATO said today it has launched a 24-hour surveillance of Libya with reconnaissance airplanes, what could be a prelude to possible military action. The Obama administration today ordered an end of a two-year ban on military tribunals for detainees held in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. At the same time, NPR's Rachel Martin reports the White House says it's still committed to closing that facility.
Administration officials say until the U.S. prison at Guantanamo Bay can be closed down, military tribunals there will resume, although the tribunal process has undergone some reforms designed to make them more fair. The administration's new plan also says civilian trials will continue for some detainees. It also sets up a review process for people who the administration deems too dangerous to release, but they aren't eligible for a military tribunal or a civilian trial. Rachel Martin, NPR News, Washington.
Facing an ethics probe and questions from voters about an extramarital affair with a staffer, Nevada Republican Senator John Ensign announced today he will not seek re-election. As NPR's David Wellner reports, Ensign had earlier insisted he would be running for a third term.
Senator Ensign said he decided not to run again out of concern for the effect a campaign might have on his family. But Ensign has been under considerable pressure from his own party to bow out. His political career has been under a cloud ever since he admitted nearly 2 years ago to having had an extramarital affair with a campaign staffer who was married to one of his top aides. Ensign's payment of $96,000 to the wronged husband and his efforts to set the man up as a lobbyist prompted probes by the Justice Department and Federal Elections Commission. Both were dropped last year, but a Senate ethics probe of the affair is now underway. Ensign is the third Republican senator not seeking re-election next year. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.
U.S. Attorney's Office and the Environmental Protection Agency have reached a deal with automaker GM to settle outstanding environmental claims in 11 states. More than $50.5 million deal covers 34 locations and brings the total settlements reached with the carmaker to $800 million. Under the deal, the EPA would get more than $36 million worth of environmental claims. On Wall Street, continually rising oil prices weighed on stocks today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average down 79 points to close at 12,090. You're listening to NPR. Court-martial proceeding is underway in Alameda, California, for a Coast Guard officer whose military vessel crashed into a boat in San Diego, killing an 8-year-old boy. In opening remarks, prosecutors said Petty Officer Paul Ramos appeared to be driving the boat too fast during a Christmas parade, where the defense has countered that claim and said the boat that was struck in the collision was not properly lit. In addition to Los Angeles City's primary elections tomorrow, the nearby suburb of Bell will hold recall elections. That's after their city council's inflated salaries became national news last summer. And NPR's Karen Grigsby Bates has that story.
The Los Angeles Times revealed last July several of Bell's top administrators and city council members made six-figure salaries in one of the county's poorest cities. Calls for their resignations quickly followed, and hearings are now underway to determine whether the eight current and former officials will be tried for misappropriation of more than $5 million. Tuesday, voters will choose from 16 candidates running for five vacant city council seats. The number of candidates decreased over the weekend when 34-year-old Miguel Sanchez died on Friday of what relatives say was complications of the H1N1 virus. Karen Grigsby Bates, NPR News.
The statistics are sobering. Half of those under the age of 30 say they've used a phone while behind the wheel. 30% admit to having texted while driving. Today, U.S. Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood said the message to teens is such behavior can have deadly consequences.
They think nothing's going to happen to them. And every teenager in America either owns a cell phone or a texting device, and they think they can use them anytime, any place, anywhere, including when they're behind the wheel.
Car crashes are the leading cause of teen deaths. Nearly 5,500 people were killed last year in distracted driving accidents. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News, in Washington. Support for